This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the Love the Star podcast. I'm Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105 through the Fan of Dallas, joined as always by former Super Bowl winning NFL scout Brian Broaddus. He is now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation, 2 to 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on 105 through the Fan of Dallas. He is also the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys radio network. And Brian, I want to start off the show today. First off, happy opening day week. The world champion Texas Rangers are starting their season this week against the Chicago Cubs. I know we are the home of where we're at on 105.3. We're the home of it. I mean, you can always catch it on TV, I'm sure, like ESPN or Bally, whatever. But like, I mean, we are the home there at 105.3 The Fan. So we're very proud of that. Excited for that. So happy opening day week. I have a quick question for you though. It's a little bit of a biographical question for you. Okay,
go ahead.
What would you say was the biggest hindrance for the scouting staff that you worked with in Dallas? What would you say is the biggest thing that prevented you guys from having as much success as possible? What would you say it was?
We listened to too many people. We let outside people influence what we did in that draft room. And this, I think, it goes back. You know, Larry Lacewell, my boss, who was a wonderful man, you know, he's no longer with us. He gave me an opportunity to come to Dallas, work for my hometown team. I'll always be indebted for him for that. I'd been in different places. I'd been in Green Bay, I'd been in Philly, and I'd been in Jacksonville. And it seemed like to me that we never, ever let outside influences dictate how we did business. And this was something that Jerry Jones, I think, had to learn along the way. And whether it was Tom Siskowski, Jeff Ireland, or even Will McClay, that's become a lot different. I remember times when the last time I was in a war room was 2005 with the Cowboys. But I just remember previous that we'd be in a draft room and we're talking about Drew Henson. I always talk about the Drew Henson stories because that's the one that was kind of crazy. And I always remember Gene Michael. And it's funny you say baseball. Gene Michael was a general manager of the New York Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the general manager of the New York Yankees telling us about the type of player, athlete, whatever that Drew Henson was, you could watch the tape and kind of see, but here we are. I mean, I wanted to speak up and say, hey, Stick, by the way, you got this guy named Mariano Rivera you might want to use as a reliever, maybe he'll win you some games and maybe some championships. But that's the kind of, we always dealt with Chad Hutchinson, was another one. You know, Dana Bible was coaching at Stanford and then coached at Boston College. And, you know, we were always, always listening to the outside voice.
Really trying to find in pursuit of a quarterback, though, right?
No.
Not with Henson or Goodrich, Hutchinson or
Dwayne Goodrich. Henry Schroka, who's on the pro personnel department right now. Henry Schroka was an area scout, and he went and did Dwayne Goodrich at Tennessee. And he had all these things about the player. He was struggling with injury. He didn't work out well. He, you know, had back problems. You know, and Henry, and I just remember Henry going on and on and on and on about the player. But Lacewell trusted a guy who was a defensive coordinator at Tennessee, you know? And so all of a sudden, he's telling us about the player now, and everybody's like, well, if Chief is saying that to us, we sure need him, you know. And I looked at Henry and I go, Henry, you've got this guy nailed, you know. And he's like, Brian, the room, and there's a scout that had an awareness about what was going on and the direction that the room was going. But Henry had the player right, you know? Yeah. But that's how a room sometimes, but we're listening to John Chavis, the defensive coordinator at Tennessee, sell us on a player. And it's like, but wait a minute, our scouts, Walter Juliff, Henry Schroka, you guys went to Tennessee. You saw the player. Drew Fabianich, you went to Tennessee. You worked at Tennessee.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, it was so many times. And listen, we had problems. I'm not trying to, I'm not Pontius Pilate here, like wiping my hands off, like that. I'm just telling you, we had our problems. But the biggest problem we had is we did not trust what we saw with our own eyes. And the report that we had with our own, the notes that we were taking. I used to listen to scouts talk. I was in pro personnel. I was listening. So I always took notes. I was always taking notes. And I just remember typing all my notes up and, we'd go back and talk about a player. And I'm like, man, we didn't say that about this guy. This is what we said. And that was the hardest thing for me to ever deal with. Because the places I had been before, it was about the 10 guys in that room. It was about, you got this player and you got this player and you got this player and tell me about this guy. It was never, they'll tell you about DeMarco Murray. They'll tell you about DeMarco Murray. Like the scouts did a lot of work on DeMarco Murray at Oklahoma. And the first thing that Jerry Jones says is, that Barry Switzer gave us a great scouting report on DeMarco Murray. And here are some scouts that busted
DeMarco Murray
their ass.
Wasn't a bad player, though. DeMarco Murray
was a
bad
really
player.
Good player. No, I'm just saying. But you all of a sudden, it's the credit. You have scouts that are doing their job. And then all of a sudden, it's like the last guy that gets to Jerry, it happened. We've talked about it a bunch with Ware.
Oh, yeah. Goslin.
Rick Goslin was the last one to talk to Jerry Jones.
And thank God he saved him.
He did. He saved him.
Well, all that to say, that went down a great path that I was happy to hear about. What I was expecting was, because I've heard you say it before, what I was expecting was you're going to say, we did everything we could to find a quarterback. We never found the quarterback.
No, we never did.
Imagine if with a fourth round pick, though, Brian.
Tom you Brady had, on the board.
You had found a quarterback in the fourth round, let's say.
Yeah.
And this quarterback was a guy. Yeah, this is a guy who
about
was
to lose your guy, aren't we, Bobby?
Boy, it feels like it, doesn't it?
Your guy's about to be in his last season potentially.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Oh, well, here's the deal. If you expose that quarterback to the open market, goodbye. You're resetting the quarterback position.
Is my belief. Would you like to go on record and say that?
Yep, 100%. If you expose him to the market, he's leaving, I think.
You know this is going to get clipped, Bobby. You know that's going to get clipped, and it's going to be out there for everybody to see.
Good. Hopefully the Cowboys have a healthy awareness of it in this instance. We're always like, don't take it out of context. But here's the deal. Yeah. If you would have found the second place MVP or a multi-time Pro Bowler in the fourth round with those teams you had, would you have been sitting there going, why are we wanting to start this process over again?
Yeah.
Why are we wanting to go through this experience again? Because that's what it feels like is happening right now. Ian Rappaport, as we record this podcast on Tuesday, tweets out the Cowboys and quarterback Dak Prescott have a mutual understanding of his contract situation. Sources say with no offers from Dallas, despite him being in a contract year, no indication a deal is coming. And then he follows that up with, this appears to clear the path for Dak Prescott to test free agency in 2025. And I know what these comments
down your face. When that
No. Honestly.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No.
Dak's
I know.
Done a hell of a job. He really has.
And I know what these, there is no nuance. And if there's one thing that I think is really just awful about today's NFL commentary, it's trying to boil down who a player is based on, you know, their select games that they've played in January. And I understand he's got to be better. He absolutely has to be better in the playoff run.
Killed for Dak Prescott in 2000.
And that's the thing. You got to absolutely
2001, 2002. Yeah.
You need to play better in January. There's no doubt about it, but it's like sometimes, you know, you're a little bit like, the guy who maybe you've been with a girl for a little bit too long, you start thinking, maybe I could do better. You know, I think I could do a little bit better. And it's like, man, I don't know. You realize how much you outkicked your coverage here. You better slow down a little bit. You're getting a little too comfortable. And then you go back out there and go, uh-oh, now what have I done? And I think that's what the Cowboys are doing. And I think I think there are a lot of Cowboys fans who are guilty of it. And there will be a lot of people in the comments section of what we talk about here or whatever else who are saying the same thing. But, oh, Bobby, you don't know anything. I'm telling you, people within the league think you're wrong. And people within the league think the Cowboys are wrong in a lot of ways. There are a lot of people who think that there's nobody better in the NFL even pre-snap at the line of scrimmage getting guys into plays than Dak Prescott. And so the Cowboys appear willing to, well, we want to play things out a little bit. And then we'll go back to the negotiating table if we need to. If that is their strategy, Brian, they're going to be resetting the quarterback position, because I think they believe far too much in their ability to just, oh, well, we'll just match whatever. I think your quarterbacks hit Cowboy fatigue, America's team fatigue over the last year, and you're really tempting fate. What are your thoughts on this, Brian?
I was going to ask you, because I think you're really plugged in on this deal. You're far more plugged in than I am. And so I want to ask you a few questions here, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, you said cowboy fatigue.
Yep.
Does that have to do with every morning him waking up and listening about interceptions or lack of playoff wins or what they're going to do, just it seemed like that every show leading up in June into July was talking about Dak Prescott's and interceptions. And how many times have we seen Dak Prescott stand up there and take the arrows from the media, you know, about interceptions or when it's not even, a lot of the times it wasn't even his fault, you know? And I don't think Dak Prescott was ever going to throw anybody under the bus about that, you know? And I also say this, I think Dak Prescott, you know, he fought through a very difficult time with Jason Garrett as his head coach, you know? I mean, I there's half his career has been spent with Jason Garrett as his head coach. Am I right about that?
Yep. Yeah.
Pretty much. So, you know, to me, and you know what I think about Jason, and it's nothing personal with Jason Garrett, but you know, did you really maximize this guy? But I think that I agree with you on this. I think Dak looks at this as like, why do I have to put up with this crap every single day? You know?
I think Dak has an understanding, a better understanding. I think he has a better understanding than most do, or most are even capable of having, about what it means to be the quarterback of America's team. I think he understands that. I think he welcomes it. I think he can shoulder it. That's not the problem. I think he's happy to stand up there, and like you mentioned, the shots from the media or wherever else, I think he is happy to take those and not take it personal. He's happy to stand in front of guys and I'll take the arrow.
A lot better than I would. Yeah.
I think where over the last year it's changed a little bit for him is, okay, there are people in this building firing them now. Yeah. It's not just coming from the media. Now I'm hearing about some of this, some of these arrows that I'm standing in the way of taking, they're coming from people here. Mm-hmm. They're coming in the way we're talking about the interceptions and the turnovers and things like that. Stuff where, and then I don't know that Dak thinks this, I'm not going to assume to get in his head, but I would, if I was in Dak's position and knowing what Dak knows and knowing what these people know, I would think, why am I taking shots from you when you know better? You know what happened here.
Yeah.
And that's where I think that things have shifted a little bit, is that the fatigue has set in on, okay, why am I up here hearing about interceptions that you guys know what happened on those plays? Why am I standing up here and having to deal with the emotions of saying goodbye to a really close friend in our quarterback room, and then 5 minutes later, that's the first time you're now presenting me in front of the public to talk about trading for Trey Lance, and you guys are having me stand up here and do that. I just think there's a lot of those things that built up over time that it's like, okay, I'm willing to take it from on the outside because I understand that comes with the job, and I don't take it personal. When it's people here, now we got a problem. And when you're then telling me, well, you got to show it to me again. Then I think it's a little bit like, okay, well, if you're going to expose me, then I'm not going to do you any favors anymore.
I wonder what his real relationship is with Mike McCarthy. You know,
I think
I wonder.
I think it's better.
He puts on a brave face about that a lot of the time, and I wonder if you start to talk about and McCarthy might just completely deny this and all that. But he started a lot of this, though, didn't he? If you go back, didn't he start about the
– He started a lot of the conversation about the interceptions.
And, he was – it's like that – and I wonder what his relationship is with Dak. I wonder what Dak's relationship is with Mike. You know, I wonder if it's as good as, everybody might think it is.
I think he's tired
of that, too. But Mike could be shown the door as well.
Yeah, you know? I think when he's shown trust, when things are, hey, here you go, buddy, it's all on you. I think when he's given that, I think they're good.
Yeah.
I think when he's given room to do what he feels he's best at doing and isn't micromanaged, I think they're okay.
Right.
I think the problem is when things become a little too contentious at times. And look, right. I think if you were to ask Dak and Mike, maybe even on the record, definitely, I think if you ask them behind the scenes, but I think if you, even if you ask them on the record, say, hey, have things always been great between you two?
Right.
I think they'd say better now than it has been in the past. Like, I mean, sure. That naturally comes with some of the, look, I think we've talked about it. You let go of Kellen Moore and Doug Nussmeier. Those are two people he was very, very close with.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he didn't totally love that. Or appreciate it, because you want to talk about tension that exists. I don't think Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy are very close. I don't think that Doug Nussmeier and Mike McCarthy are very close.
Yeah.
And because of that, it's easy to go, well, those were my guys. You guys had a disagreement and now there's a split. I think it's easy to go that way, but I do think it's better now than it's been at any point. But there's got to be a bit of an understanding there, but we're in an interesting spot. Cowboys are in an interesting spot here with Dak Prescott. We'll see. It's very early on. You know who we need to talk to? You know who we need to reach out to? I'll tell you who. For our next episode later this week, Brian, I think we should reach out to Jori Epstein. We should get Jori on and ask her about
a Dak whisperer.
That is a great person to talk to. I saw her do a really good interview on Yahoo where she talked about some of the Cowboys approach to things. So that's somebody we should probably talk to later this week. I was texting with Jori earlier today. She's an awesome person. Very proud that she started on the Dallas beat.
Yeah.
And she's gone on to become what she's become. But we'll definitely keep covering this. It's just where it stands right now. We're in an interesting spot here with the Cowboys.
So you would not, as we speak on March 26th.
Yes, sir.
You would say if Dak Prescott gets to free agency, it's over. There's no negotiating left.
I believe that's what would happen. Yeah. I believe he's gone. I don't think you get to match.
Yeah. Okay. I will say this, and I really like what Nick Harris, we had Nick Harris on 105.3 The Fan this afternoon on the G-Bag Nation.
Also very good at what he does.
And Nick brought up something of that maybe that you will see this being negotiated in November.
Could be.
That maybe that's when you'll start to see, okay, you win. Here we go. This is what we're going to do.
Can't let it get to March 25, though. Cannot let it get to March 2025. That's not going to work.
If it gets to tampering day, the Cowboys are likely done. I think you're right about that. But I wouldn't be surprised. And I asked Nick that question. I said, okay, is this something you're thinking about, or is this something, you know? And the one great thing is when you work at the Star, the walls talk sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe that's their approach. And I like what Nick's saying with that.
Definitely something that, like I said, bears watching a lot to keep an eye on. Significant movement, significant report for me in Rappaport. And like I said, there are a lot of people who are probably thrilled hearing that and think, stupid segment y'all are having here. That's fine. I think in time that if it's something where he gets exposed to the market, I think in time you'll be feeling some regret in that sense. And so we'll see how it all progresses. You're listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.